Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Your Relationship With podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow. I'm also the founder of the Powerful Women Rising Community. It is a group for female entrepreneurs who are starting, growing, or taking their business to the next level. We have mastermind calls, co-working calls, expert-led classes, all kinds of things, everything that you need to take your business to the next level. So if you want to grow your business with a super fun group of smart, successful, driven, growth-minded women, definitely click the link in the show notes and come join us. I also want to let you know we have another virtual speed networking event coming up in May, and it's going to be amazing. The last one was so much fun. We had over 50 women there and just such amazing connections being made. So if you want to check that out, I'll put the link for that in the show notes as well. All right, let's get on to today's interview, because today I am so blessed to interview one of my dear, dear friends, Becky Claybaugh. Becky is a no-nonsense money mindset consultant for solo professionals who are ready to skyrocket their income and expand their reach. She's on a mission to help women rejig their outdated stories about money so they can break through to the next level. If you've ever had a conversation with me, you've heard a lot of Becky-isms. She's one of the funniest people I know, and she's got all these funny little sayings. I'm sure you'll hear it in this interview. We talk about the bugaboos and all the things. So what I love about Becky is that even when you feel like you've tried all of the things, but you just can't break through to that next level, she knows how to tune into the subconscious part of you that is secretly sabotaging you, but that you don't even know about. So that's really what we're digging into today when we talk about money agendas, is that subconscious relationship that you have with money that is running the show without you even realizing it, and some things that you can start doing today to start clearing some of those money blocks so you can break through. I know you're going to love my interview today with Becky Claybaugh. Hello, Becky. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Melissa. It's so good to be here and it's great to see you.
Yes, you too. I'm so excited for this interview. I love talking to you about all the money things and the hidden money agendas and your favorite word, the bugaboos. Are we going to talk about bugaboos today? Okay, good.
For sure.
So before we dig into all of that, tell everybody a little bit about you and about your relationship with hidden money agendas.
Yeah. Well, thanks. So my name is Becky and I'm on a mission. I have a passion to help women in particular who are in business for themselves to unpack the plateaus that can happen, including under-earning. And so that's kind of where I came into this work. It was really interesting to me. My degrees in health and human services, holistic health and wellness education, and I was a surgical tech while I was going to school, and I did that for a really long time. But I've always been a personal development junkie. So over 30 years now, I've always been unpacking all the ways to just make myself a better person and love life even harder. If you know me well, nobody is a stranger to me. So the money thing is just really interesting to me, because I know as a service-based professional and an entrepreneur, there can be blocks and plateaus that are subconscious, and we grind and hustle and we have lots of thoughts and feelings about it. And it doesn't really matter if you're trying to bring in $1,000 a month or you're scaling 250 to a million. It's a different level. It's the same devil. And I really wanted to figure that out. So I did. I cracked the code and I am here to share that with other women.
I love that. One of the things I love the most about what you do is that, you know, because we're BFFs, that I am very passionate about stopping women from spending the thousands and thousands of dollars that you and I have both done. Yep. On the thing that we think, like, this is the thing that's going to take me to the next level. This is the thing that's missing. This is the reason why I'm not making money, right? I need this high level coach. I need this program that's going to teach me how to scale. I need this ClickFunnels thing. Like, I need all the things. And then we sign up for the thing, we go through it, we do all the things they tell us to, and we're still not making money. And that's what I love about what you do, is that you are the one who is helping us unlock, like, why, if we did all the things, is it still not happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's what makes both of us so passionate about what we're doing, is a bugaboo really is a subconscious thought and a behavior that we create in our mind in order to avoid a negative feeling about money. And so I like to call them bugaboos because I like to just have the intention of things being light because I know money is serious business. And I'm very sensitive to that. There was a lot of early paradigm things that I had to break through. And that's one of the processes that we work through when I first work with my clients is we really examine the things that have been downloaded in our bodies, our nervous system as little people with well-intended grownups. And so that bugaboo piece, we create those stories and then we have life. And on top of those stories are more stories. So then we start to have a paradigm around money. And it can really mess with you because there's a hidden agenda there that's just trying to keep you safe. As you know, primitive brain is trying to keep up with the modern world. And a lot of that is just a lot of negative feelings and thoughts and behaviors around money. And there's actually something that you can do about it.
Yeah. So let's dig into that then, these hidden money agendas. For someone who's never heard that phrase before or never really thought about what's going on in their subconscious as it relates to money, because most of us just think like, I know money. I understand money. I want to make money. I don't know why I'm not making money. I don't know why I'm not making more money. Right. Yeah. So dig in a little bit and tell us about hidden money agendas and where they come from.
Yeah. So there are really five different components to money that I think of. So there's your savings, your debt, your income goals. And then there's a really sneaky one that I've created these bugaboos around it. There's one, it's a toxic money. And I'll explain a little bit more about these. And then I created a new one. It's called the sucker punch. And
familiar with that.
Yeah. And especially if you are an independent business owner, we invest in things or we try a program or all the things. And what's happening, like, let's, for example, there's six bugaboos. And if it's okay with you, Melissa, I'd like to get a little brush stroke painting mural here for you about what all these are. And these can phase in and out of different types of bugaboos that are running in the back of our brain. The main one I want to talk about is the overinvesting one. And I'd like to touch on that one because that's what you started the conversation with, is believing that this is going to, that last ditch effort or throwing a Hail Mary at something, $2,000 investment or whatever, and falsely believing that that coach or that program or whatever it is, it's going to really be this is the thing. Oh, this is the thing. This is the thing. And then we start to have stories around that and the feelings that a lot of people would resonate with, that they're embarrassed and they're sad. They also feel panicky. So then that's like, oh my God, I got to get out there and I need to hustle or I got to find more clients. And then there's that scarcity energy that's in your body that it comes from that place of nobody really wants to work with you because your energy stinks, literally, figuratively, in other people's energy. So I really like to unpack the overinvesting piece and just taking a pause and getting your behavior in check so that you can really look at your investments to make sure that you're going to get a return on that. We all say that our clients are responsible for their results. And I do believe that, but I also believe that there really needs to be a good fit. And that's why I love what you're doing, Melissa. You're really helping people put the puzzle pieces together. And if you're stuck or you're confused or you're at a plateau, again, if you're 250 scaling to a million, I can help you with that because you probably have a sneaky thing that's going on there. Now, any questions about that one?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that. So what is a sucker punch?
Yeah, that one is literally the sneakiest one of all. And people who have had a sucker punch, it's possible that you've already made some pretty good money in your business. It's possible you probably have a team, you're established, you're navigating a lot of really good things, you put things in place, and something just happens. Something just went wrong. It also is related to a goal trauma, that's a real thing, or a financial trauma. And then you kind of just get stuck in that. Really what's happening is that your nervous system is being triggered and it's highly possible that that cortisol, the stress response, is just creating a lot of stress in the back of your brain. Got to hustle, got to do a different funnel, got to get out there, got to do paid ads. And so it really comes to that place like, whoa, that partnership with your money is not working really well for you because that sucker punch, it is. I'm a first degree black belt. So I like to kind of use the martial art analogy around all these things is you got to be situationally aware in your business, just like when you get into your car in the parking lot. Don't be texting on your phone, y'all. It's the same kind of thing, being aware of your numbers, being aware of what your key performance indicators are. And those blind spots, having a coach in your back pocket, I always think is really great, or a mastermind or an accountability group, so that you can kind of be watching out for each other situationally in your business, because a sucker punch will happen, especially the more that you make. It's kind of part of the plan there, but really what happens is you're becoming overwhelmed. So when you can be calm and grounded, I firmly believe that emotional regulation is the secret to making money.
Yes. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. What are the other bugaboos?
So then there's under earning. That one is really tricky too, because you could be a W-2 earner. You could also be an entrepreneur, but really what happens with that one is that you're either discounting, or you're just like, oh, a pro bono, or you're just really coming to that place. So it comes from your heart, because I really work with those service providers, those heart-centered people that you just, you know, I'll give it for you for free, or we'll even do a trade. I've done that before. And it's just really not a wise way to go through that process of money needs direction. And it really comes from that place of you're not really paying yourself, just because there's a belief. And that's the hidden bugaboo, is you don't even know that it's there. So I have a process that we can go through about your earliest paradigm again, and then the hidden agenda in your money, that there could be something, a vow that's like, don't get too big for your britches. Mm-hmm. You think you are. It's those sneaky little things that come up. A lot of times, like I said, we don't even know that that's what's going on in the back of our brain.
Mm-hmm. So under earning, what's the next one?
Then there's the income, or setting income goals. Now, this is another goal trauma piece, that there's a puzzle. There's a nuance with that, is setting just unrealistic, just not even realistic at all that you can hit that. You know, I'm going to scale to 1 million this year. Well, yay, I'm always for outrageous goals. And we do have a process that we work through that once we clean up this stuff first. And when I go through all the different processes, they're very sequential as we're cleaning this up, because I'm creating new habits. This is the old habit around some kind of childhood thought process around money that was modeled, again, about setting those goals. And it can follow you around like a big dark cloud. There could be fear. This is the one that keeps you up at night.
Mm-hmm, for sure. What's the next one?
Saving money. And you know what's so funny? I love this one. My husband, he is an ace with this. And what I love is that he always says, it's not how much you make, it's what you keep. And it used to really make me mad, because I just like to spend. I love to shop. I love pretty things. I like experiences. And so does Chris. But with saving money, it really is a nuance about personal security. Savings is about your security. And so again, like, I love calling these the bugaboos, because I like to be able to come from a place of just being calm and grounded in your body when you talk about money, because it could be that there's something there that's experienced in the past about a loss, or you try so hard and you try and save, and then something happens. You get you blow out your tire. It's like, well, there goes that, or there goes this, or you need a new printer, or you need a new computer. So it's all those things. And it kind of comes from that place of living paycheck to paycheck. And there's a really negative limiting belief that's stuck there, that once again, looking at that savings pattern and looking at the behaviors, we could actually do something with it. And we can also work with the nervous system from a place that is really self-serving. And it's just getting in that high vibration of saving money is part of the plan to make a lot of money.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that. I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but I was listening to a presentation the other day from a financial coach, and she was talking about plan ahead budgeting and how interesting it is how most of us have this idea of zero as the baseline. Mm-hmm. So we think if we're in the negative, that's a problem. And as long as we're in the positive, as long as I've got $3 in that account, I've got $3 to spend. And how interesting it is to kind of shift that around with the savings piece of, like, just because you like $3 is not the baseline, $0 is not the baseline. $0 is not the goal. It's not like, oh, okay, I have $100 in my account. What can I buy for $100? Like, that's, I feel like that's how we thought about money when we were 12 and babysitting. And would spend our $12 like on the way home from babysitting. Because we had it. But then when we get to grownups and being adults, it's, I'm going to use your word, a lot of us don't rejig our thinking to away from zero being the baseline.
That's interesting. Yes, because as emotions, as you already know, and you teach your clients, that's the driver from that place. If you're thinking about that lack, or, oh, I have this, or spin it immediately, it triggers an emotion subconsciously. And it really stems to that thought of actually letting yourself down or letting others down. And it's really sneaky, because then it bridges in that relationship you have with your clients too. Especially if you have to come from that place where you're like, oh my God, I'm at zero. I got to get out there and hustle. It still has that vibe there that you're not able to come into a place of service.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So we've got under earning. We've got the outrageous money goals. We've got saving money. What else?
And there's toxic money. And that one is, that's where I really have a lot of deep compassion and empathy for when people go through my quiz and they land on this one, because it's really about a relationship with a person or a thing. Particularly, it could be your business partner, it could be your marriage partner, it could be a client. So there's two aspects to a toxic money relationship. So the first one is that there's a battle, something that's owed to you. It could be child support, it could be inheritance, it could be a governmental thing or whatever. It could be a business relationship that's gone wrong, or they just finished or whatever. So there's that battle there. There's something owed to you. And then the other one is a dependency, where people stay in the relationship just for the money. Mm-hmm. So I'm very sensitive to that, because that's where conversations need to be had with the partner and with yourself too. It's just, let's have a money date night. And that could really trigger people. When Chris and I were first married, because I like to spend, he likes to save, that we had to really come to a place of boundaries around how we were going to spend and save and invest. It's worked out really well for us. We've been married for 24 years. We don't have that.
So far, so good.
And, but we really had to put parameters around that, and it works for us. And man, we had to rejig that quite a few times. We got three kids, and that gets, you know, there's lots of really great things to invest when you've got a family. And for me, there'd be times I would rather buy boots instead of, you know, that I needed to pay tuition for something. And we would have a battle about that. But my point I'm trying to make is it's about the relationship, and it could go upside down that they're, especially for women who want to have an online business and be at home with their little people, and they're not bringing in enough profit yet to be able to contribute to the household. It can cause quite a battle within the relationship to go out and get a W-2 job. And then there's just all kinds of pieces that unfold with that one too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so did we cover all of the bugaboos, all the hidden money agendas? So you touched on this a little bit, but where do they come from? Do they mostly come from our childhood experiences, our parents?
Yeah, they can come from whatever formation you were under the influence with as a child. You know, it could be your faith-based, it could be your neighborhood. It could be clearly your parents and then your grandparents. Let me give you an example. So the paradigm that I came from was we were not allowed to talk about money. That was taboo. We just were not allowed. And here's the reason why. My grandfather had a very successful construction business in Denver. I'm a Colorado native, and I'm a Herrick. And so once a Herrick knows you, you're part of the family and all the things. So to make a long story short, the construction business went under. And my dad was a very, gosh, I think he was still in his teens, like almost 20-ish, 19, 20, and tried to take over the business. So what happened was it went bankrupt. And there was so much shame, and there was so much family name attached to that, that it was unspoken. So that's how I was raised. You just don't talk about money. Well, then my parents, they created a country club lifestyle. My mom sold empty houses. My dad sold empty boxes, and they collaborated together. That's where the networking comes from, that they just, man, they knew how to build strategic partnerships and strong referral networks. So at the country club level that we came to, my parents just didn't talk about money, and my sister and I are kind of screwed up about it. So she and I together have had to unpack the under-earning piece. We had to unpack, it's that whatever the sucker punch was for me. But underneath that, there's three aspects that are baked in with this whole money agenda piece. And it's hidden in your thoughts, your feelings, and connected to, I like to call it a circumstance over a trauma, but that's really what it is, because it's something that's been very painful and hurtful from that place of, gosh, you know, it sounds kind of woo, but it really comes from that place of the emotions that are running through your nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's dive into that a little bit, because most people, when they're talking about money, aren't talking about your nervous system. Mm-mm. Most people, when they're talking about money, we're talking about here's how to budget. Here's how to save. Here's the strategy behind it. Here's an Excel spreadsheet you can use. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about what you do, is because you have this nervous system piece that most people are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. What's my nervous system have to do with my money?
For sure.
So tell us that.
Thank you for asking, because it does take time. It's definitely a conversation. And that's how I've actually built my business, has been through deep relationships and referrals, because it is very sensitive. And I work with some pretty hotshot coaches out there who have clients exactly what you're talking about. They'll share their screen on Zoom, a spreadsheet or a metric or some kind of number thing, and they will watch their client's brain catch on fire. Literally, their eyes will, you know, they'll well up with tears, and there will be anger and frustration. And that's usually what's underneath that. That's the emotion that can be the feedback for you. If you're angry or you're really sad or just very frustrated, it's possible you got a bugaboo that's running in the back of your brain that has something attached to it. Could be something with saving money. That's that security piece. Like, I don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, by the way, it's never enough. I'm working with people.
Spoiler alert.
Scaling to a million, and it's never enough even for them.
Yep.
And then it coming from that place of income goals. Well, sometimes goals can just be so overwhelming. Most of the time, entrepreneurs don't set goals because it just went wrong in the past.
Yeah, for sure. So how do we start to tap into that nervous system aspect of money?
Yeah, there's a couple things here. Is when you work with me, it's very specific. The process that I follow was actually created by an engineer, so it has a systematic flow through it. Some people need to stay in one of the processes longer than others. So it's really coming into, I use a technique. I use EFT tapping, which is emotional freedom technique. And we use that to calm down the amygdala, because as we know, when stress is high, that your conscious brain and trying to create places for solutions into your obstacles, it's really low. It's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people actually get into the fight or flight stress response. And so I just really help them come into a whole process that we go from that negative emotion, and we're able to tap through it using the meridians on your body, just like acupuncture. And why I like this technique is because people can regulate themselves, even if they just tap on their collar really gently. And then the next piece is breath work. Oh my goodness. Breath work is just so, it's interesting to notice today as you're driving or you're doing menial tasks, just notice, just catch your breath and see what's happening. A lot of times we're doing that breathing up here, very high up in your throat, in your chest. And we've got these bugaboos about your money ruminating in the back of your brain subconsciously. And so when we work through all those processes, what's so fun is once we clear the nervous system, we really get people into that place of that inspired action. And it comes from that place that's in your gut. And like I always tell people, I love your guts. And it's a term of endearment, because that's where your courage is. And it really comes to that place where you can rejig your thinking, because your emotions are finally addressed. And when you work with me, you can have your day in court, so to speak. The things that happened, your parents that took your allowance away, or they told you they'd give you allowance and they never gave it to you again. Then you realize, well, I'm a grown-ass woman. Does that still need to be part of my story? We change it.
Right. Exactly. So tell everybody about your quiz, because I think that there are probably women, I know for a fact, actually, that there are women listening to this episode who are like, oh shit, I think I've got a hidden money agenda.
Yeah. The quiz is so helpful because, again, my favorite thing is when you have awareness, then you can do something about it. And so I have this process I created called the Money Magnet Method. And the acronym of money is that mindset piece in the moment. O is taking ownership. That's really where you start with that stuff of like, okay, I really want to do something about this. N is for the word no. It's my favorite word because it's a complete sentence in my world where you really get to that place where you can constrain. Because there's things that you have to be doing internally to clean up all these emotions and these the drama that's going on in your body so that you can put the processes in place that are external. So no comes in handy. The other word word is E for money. That's emotion regulation, rejigging your nervous system so you can get into that place, which is why, which is your yes. Why did you even want to do this business in the first place? So it gets you that really high vibe feeling. So you're out there to make offers to people. Because, you know, if you think about it, 85% of our conscious brain is is subconscious. 15% is conscious. So we're really operating with our subconscious brain doing a lot of the work. And I think the bugaboos are a lot like, imagine in your mind right now, the behavior of a toddler that would be running with really sharp scissors. That's who's running your business when you're not regulated. So when you take the quiz, you can see which bugaboo are you dealing with right now. And then I'm going to give you some tools and strategies inside there to really get regulated in that so you can move forward, in addition to coming to my group that's free online. We meet once a month. So you can come into the six-figure focus group and talk to people about their rags to riches stories and to be able to have that conversation. We've all been there. We all put our pants on one leg at a time. There's nothing magical or special about anybody who's hit six figures. Trust me, there's a lot of things that need to take place, and it all starts right between your ears.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put the link to the quiz in the show notes. I've taken the quiz. I love it. I know what my hidden money agendas are, more than one. love the six-figure focus group. I go to that every month. And I love that because it's a perfect combination of like listening to an inspiring story that makes you feel like, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not the only person struggling with this. And if it's possible for her to get where she's at, it's possible for me to get there too. And then Becky always teaches a little something about how to work with your own hidden money agendas. And then there's always an opportunity to do some speed networking with some amazing women. Yeah. Are those the best ways for people to connect with you if they want to know more about what you do?
Yeah. You just go to BeckyClaybaugh.com. And my last name is C-L-A-B-A-U-G-H.
Awesome. I will drop the link to your website in there so people can get to the quiz. People can get to the six-figure focus group. We will see everybody in there. And thank you so much for this interview, Becky. It was awesome.
Well, thanks for having me, Melissa.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to the Your Relationship With podcast. If you liked what you heard, we would love for you to subscribe and leave us a review. If you want more information about the Powerful Women Rising community or about our monthly virtual speed networking event, check out the link in the comments. We'll see you next time.